Congress returns next week from a month-long recess during which members heard plenty from their constituents. With a lot at stake in health care and energy bills, interest groups have been extremely active, almost with the intensity of a political campaign. Alaska hasn't seen as much incivility as some places have, but still the pressure on the state's two senators has been high. APRN's Steve Heimel reports on a rally held last night to give the senators a send-off and a message about health care reform.
Both sides of the health care debate have been accused of astroturfing the town meetings and rallies aimed at influencing the process. Astroturf is the slang term for protesters or demonstrators who are in the pay of an interest group. But while those interest groups may be playing a role in Alaska, most of those at the rallies have appeared to be reflecting their own strongly held views. In this case, the group was Organizing for America, which has two Obama campaign workers still active in the state, and turned out a decent-sized crowd at an Anchorage middle school. Outside of renting the school, the group's biggest expense was probably pre-printed signs and stickers handed out to the participants. It certainly wasn't the PA system or the cell phone, which was held up to the microphone, so the crowd could hear Democratic Senator Mark Begich calling in from Indiana on the route of his weeks-long family road trip across the country. Begich told them he's all for health care reform. The crowd already knew that, of course, but was well coached to deliver an answer to the senator through the cell phone on the stage.
Senator Begich, thank you for supporting health insurance reform.
They also had a chant for Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, who was not there or calling in, but says she favors a piece-by-piece approach to reform. Organizer Jonathan Teeters also asked Begich for his position on the public option, the idea of a government health insurance entity that would compete with private health insurance companies. Begich made no commitment on that, allowing us how that's where the real battle will be, and the crowd was ready for that answer.
We support the public option!
Quietly interspersed among the health care reform advocates were some who have been active in Anchorage's Tea Party rallies against big government and what they call Obamacare. They were just watching, one with a small camera, in much the same way some of the pro-reform forces show up for the Tea Parties. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.